Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. All U.S. and NATO troops have left Afghanistan's biggest airbase, but U.S. President Joe Biden said Friday that does not mean an early complete withdrawal of foreign forces from the country after two decades of war. Biden says the withdrawal is on track and on schedule after news U.S. troops leaving Bagram Air Base fueled rumors that final contingents were due to leave the country within days, something Biden says is not true. He has set a deadline of September 11th for the final pullout of remaining troops. Bagram served as the center for U.S.-led operations in the rugged country, where the long war against the Taliban and their al-Qaeda allies started in 2001 following the attacks on America on September 11th that year. The U.S. military and NATO are in the final stages of winding up involvement in Afghanistan, bringing home an unspecified number of remaining troops by Biden's deadline. The death toll from last week's condo tower collapse in Florida rose on Friday to 20 after search and rescue crews found two more bodies, including the 7-year-old daughter of a Miami firefighter, according to officials. The search for victims in the rubble, which was suspended for most of Thursday over safety concerns, proceeded on Friday with greater caution and a watchful eye on a hurricane that could strike Florida within days. There are 128 people still missing and feared buried with the search into its ninth day. The young girl was the third child to be recovered from the collapse site in the oceanfront town of Surfside next to Miami Beach. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow Voice of America on the VOA mobile app. Again, at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The head of the World Health Organization says the world is in a